on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Maura Sheridan.
Welcome to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm your host, Maura Sheridan. This is Season 2, Episode 17. Actually, live from my hotel room in UMass Lowell, so really pumped for this week's guests and everything we've got going on in Catamount Country as well. We've got a 2012 graduate and, of course, a former UVM men's hockey standout, Rob Madore. And then we got UVM women's lacrosse coach Sarah Dalton Graddick all coming up on this episode. But first, before we get started, I wanted to start this segment and continue to do this moving forward, just rewinding a little bit and looking back at the week prior, and we'll just highlight some of the little victories in the athletic department. So those can be fun victories, those can be academic achievements, you know, on the court, on the field, whatever. This is something that I'm going to continue doing for the rest of this podcast. So this is courtesy of Clear Choice MD Urgent Care. So Wednesday, men's lacrosse picked up a win against UMass Lowell, riding a 10-goal first quarter to a 21-7 win. Graduate student Michael McCormack finished with 6 total goals. That is the third best game in UVM history for the men's lacrosse team. Last time someone had a game like that, it was 2018, and it was Ian McKay, one of the best players to ever come through Vermont, so pretty impressive there. Also want to talk about the America East Championships in both men's and women's cross country. The Vermont women came in second as Lily Porth led the way, finishing 7th. She's actually going to be a guest on next week's podcast, so make sure to catch that episode next week. She was also an all-conference selection, just a freshman too. The men came in 3rd at that final conference meet as well, so congrats to the Cats. Okay, now let's quickly run through everything going on in Catamount Country. So let's look at this week and move ahead to what's happening in Catamount Country. And there's a lot. This is presented by Vermont Paint Company and Benjamin Moore. Big week for the ski team. The 4-day NCAA tournament meet starts on Wednesday and goes through Saturday. So best of luck to the Catamounts on all their endeavors. Should be really exciting. Men's soccer is back in action after a brief pause. The Catamounts are looking for win number 1 at New Hampshire on Friday. UVM women's field hockey hits the road Saturday against Boston College. Vermont native Kate Hall notched the Cats' first goal this season against UMass. So congrats to Kate. Men's lacrosse has another ranked opponent lined up this week. They've got a real tough schedule. They travel to take on number 14 Albany on Saturday. The Catamounts are coming off a really hard-fought loss to number 6 Syracuse. UVM women's lacrosse is also looking for a bounce-back victory on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Cats battle UNH in Burlington. You'll hear from head coach Sarah Dalton Graddick right on this podcast. And finally, wrapping things up this weekend on Sunday, the UVM women's soccer team takes on Albany at Virtue Field, and UVM hosts a swim meet against Maine. So we've definitely got a lot of stuff coming up in Catamount Country, as you can see. So make sure to head to uvmathletics.com for more information on all things Catamount. All right, I feel like I need to take a kind of a deep breath after that. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to hear from Rob Madore after this. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Hey, Catamount fans, this is Dr. McKay from Essex Family Dental, the official sponsor of UVM Athletics. Did you know that we provide all the dental services under one roof? From dental wellness appointments to dental implants, Invisalign, pediatric dentistry, and much more. We wish UVM and their fans the best of luck this season. Stay healthy and safe. And if you're looking for a dental provider, visit us at essexfamilydental.com. We are looking forward to meeting you.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kinney's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kinney Drugs. We got this. And that.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Barkin's 4-3. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Welcome to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. I'm Maura Sheridan, and today I am joined by Rob Madour, who, of course, was a star on the UVM men's hockey team and was on that Frozen Four team back in 2009. So how are you, Rob?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Maura. I don't know how many people are listening, but it's nice to be talking Catamount hockey again.
I'm sure a lot of people will listen to this episode just because, you know, it's always great to relive that moment. I know for me as a Vermont hockey fan growing up, it was like such a huge moment in terms of just like my sports love and the chance to like see a team that I actually know make it to the Frozen Four is a huge deal for me. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to tune in.
Awesome. Yeah, I had to check to see how many years it was, which kind of made me feel old, but it's good to be back on. And like I said, talking about UVM.
All right, so let's make you feel even older. What's your earliest hockey memory?
Earliest hockey memory was when I was probably 9 years old. And I remember, it was when you would get all the worst ice times in the morning for practice, because I think I was on like the Squirt B team. And I remember missing, there's two. I remember missing practice because my dad didn't get up and being extremely mad at him for the whole weekend because it was a 5:40 practice. And the other was I had my parents extrinsically motivated me, I'd say. And hockey was the one thing that they could really hold over my head that I cared about. So if I did anything wrong at school, I would get held out of practice. And I remember I had to be held out of practice in the weekends games because I forgot my lunchbox at school for like 100. So my parents are probably going to look poorly at this end, this particular story, but Those are what I remember about hockey when I was, you know, my earliest hockey memories.
Yeah, just that you were so desperate to play.
Yes, I'd say that's probably a good summary.
So what was the biggest challenge coming in, you know, your freshman year and immediately getting playing time, you know, on a D1 hockey program like UVM?
Well, it's been a long time since I thought about that. So I might have to think about it for another second. But I was really fortunate because when I came in, we had a number of great factors that helped my class, which, you know, the freshman class. We had a really good freshman class with Lance Harrington and Drew McKenzie, who in my opinion should have been NHL defenseman, and Matt Marshall and John Zahn, another goalie. And what we benefited from is really great leadership and a core of players that had, I would say, had suffered through some tough years. And the year prior to me joining really kind of experienced some success towards the end of that season. And so we were able to build off that. So I didn't have a huge learning curve, I would say, because of the people that we had around us. I'd say, you know, outside of hockey was the biggest learning curve, which was how to juggle the demands of being a student athlete at, you know, what was a really good school, and then playing for a really competitive hockey team where we had a lot of people competing for you know, a few number of spots. And that was something that, you know, the coaching staff encouraged too, both the student athlete side and also, you know, a lot of competitiveness between, you know, between our teammates.
Do you remember the hardest class you took?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the exact name of it, but it was a statistics class. And I didn't do exceptionally well on it. that was my hardest one. I definitely got a lot of tutoring in that one. Thankfully, yeah. That was freshman year, or else I would have been.
Yeah, I didn't take any math in college. I have no idea. Just stuck in journalism.
Okay. So I probably would have liked you as my statistician when I was there.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been much help for sure. So prior to that, the whole run in the tournament, even in the Hockey East tournament, is there a game that kind of stands out that you remember set the tone for the rest of the season?
Well, yeah, actually it was a painful one. We went to, we played at St. Lawrence going into Christmas break, and we had been a pretty good team going into Christmas. And then we went to St. Lawrence and we lost in the last second. And I remember feeling so dejected going into Christmas break. And I think the rest of the team felt the same way. And when we came back, everyone really, it's been a long time since I used all the, you know, sports phrases, but we took it to another level, you know, we found another gear. And from that point on, we were more or less unstoppable. And we had some key players that just were, you couldn't stop them, like Victor Stahlberg, Pete Lennis, you know, Dean Strong was just a rock for us on penalty kill, and Dan Lawson, you know, Dan Lawson was a force to be reckoned with. So we had a lot of our best players all stepped up towards the end of the season. And I think it was that game that kind of turned it for us.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, a lot of legends that I think are going to go down in UVM history as some of the greatest players on that team. What was it like as a goalie to face them in practice, and who was that one player you were like, oh no?
it was scary to face them all, and it was definitely scary to face Pete Lennis because he's super high energy and always going. If you know Pete Lennis, you know that that's the truth, and I'm sure he takes that into his business now, which I know he has a really successful business with Torrey Mitchell there in town. But the scary thing about facing Pete is he was an upperclassman and I was not. And so I couldn't really say anything to him. So he would just come in and shoot head high shots and laugh about it. And then he'd score the next couple because I was ducking. So he was always very scary.
So what do you remember as the lead up to the NCAA tournament? How did you personally prepare?
So this is actually another Vermonter I'll call out as like personal preparation. So, well, there's two of them. One directly on the team, and one, you know, who was part of our team. And his name was Brian Kane, and we did a lot of sports psychology. He actually was a baseball player at UVM, and he worked with our team that year. And now he also has a super successful business, and he works with top UFC fighters and golfers and baseball players especially. But he worked with us a lot on visualization and focusing on you know, what's in front of you and forgetting about what's in the past and, you know, what's beyond the next game or the next shift or the next shot. And so we did a lot of work on mental preparation, and that was big across the whole season, but especially leading up into the Frozen Four. And then the other thing was, there's another individual in Vermont that ended up becoming a captain my senior year named Brett Leonard. And at the time, Brett's one of those guys that worked his way, you know, he worked his way into being a captain and a real, you know, a core position on the team. And Brett, it's pretty unknown, but for multiple years, when Brett maybe wasn't getting as much game time, he would work with me and the other goalies in the morning and actually design drills based on what any of those teams were doing on their power play. So being that penalty kill is such a big aspect of a successful team, I got to credit him, because he helped me personally by coming out on the ice and, you know, at like 6:30 in the morning, 3 days a week, when he didn't have to be there, and helping, you know, prep us, the goalies, for what that next opponent was going to do.
Fun fact about Brett Leonard, I actually grew up in his neighborhood.
What?
Yeah, he was a kind of a legend here, just strictly because of that. Obviously,
a lot of legends.
No, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, what goes into like a penalty kill, and how do you like work on that specifically as a goalie?
Sure. So, every team has a pretty every team will set up a little bit different based on who they have as players, and they'll have a couple guys that will like to shoot, and then those guys they'll shoot if they get a certain look. And again, it's been a while since I played hockey, so I probably couldn't do this anymore. But so what he would do is he'd help me, you know, we would kind of visualize the reads, and he would take up the spots that their shooters would really like to utilize. And then we'd work on drills off that, so that in the game, we knew exactly what was coming. And when I saw a particular read, I'd already seen it, you know, 50 times doing the visual stuff with Brian Kane, and 50 times in actuality with Brett in the mornings.
We'll take a break with Rob Madore, and we'll hear more from him after this. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Capp from Learfield IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, Cats fans, did you know PC Construction is the largest employee-owned company in Vermont? We offer opportunities to get you into an exciting construction career building some of the country's most complex projects up and down the East Coast. And that includes UVM. PC Construction has left its mark on this beautiful campus for 50 years, from the top floor of Billings to the basement of the gut. We're so proud of this long tradition and happy to support UVM Athletics. Visit pcconstruction.com and go Cats go!
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's CeresRemedies.com.
I'm Bill McKenzie, and I'm the grandson of old John McKenzie.
Talking about McKenzie Country Classics Bacon.
First off, I'd be proud to tell them that we've been making it this way for over 100 years. We use the pure Vermont maple syrup in it. We purchase all that locally still today. A traditional thinner bacon, you can cook up nice and crispy. And then my favorite is the thick cut. But also, it's an easy open and pack, which is a nice improvement.
McKenzie Bacon, found wherever fine meats are sold.
Proud to say that our McKenzie Bacon is still made today the way old John McKenzie used to make it.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Northfield Savings Bank is the bank of builders, makers, doers. In other words, we are the bank of you and everything you do. With mobile and online banking, drive-up service, and of course, in our branches. That is banking your way. That is Northfield Savings Bank. Start banking your way today at nsbbt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
68 teams, one program. March Madness is coming. Celebrate the return of the historic NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament with the official NCAA Men's Final Four Souvenir Program, featuring profiles on all 68 teams selected for the tournament. So take it to the basket, the shopping basket, by pre-ordering the official program now at publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. That's publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. Order today.
So in that second game, that second NCAA tournament game, you end up having 46 saves. It's a double overtime game against Air Force, takes you to the Frozen Four. What is a moment that sticks out from that game? I'm sure it's a little bit of a blur for you.
Well, when it came to the goal, I know this has been said a million times over, but I had no idea what they were talking about. So I definitely remember having no idea what they were talking about to being elated. And I'm really glad that they counted it as a goal, because my head was so far out of it at that point, visualizing like what it would be like if we had won, I probably would have given up the next shot. But the thing that really I remember about that is Kevin Snedden was the coach at the time, and he used to do this thing when we would win both games on a weekend, which was called the sweep dance, where he'd come into the locker room after the game and dance around with the broom and act crazy, and all the guys would go a little crazy. So that's what I remember most is playing, I think it was Flo Rida, like Sugar or something, and having him dance around, and it just being, it's just one of those memories that I'll have for a long time. It's more I remember the feeling as much as I remember, you know, that moment. So it was pretty special.
For those of us that won't ever know, what is it like to play in a Frozen Four game?
It's probably a little different now with no fans, sure. But it was a pretty unique experience. And I think some of the uniqueness comes from being in an NHL arena, which we in Hockey East have the advantage of playing in for playoffs. You know, we get to go down to the Garden and play in front of some fans there. But having it be a big spectacle, having a lot of fans, I think the gut was somewhere around 4,500 people. And you know, playing in an NHL arena, you're anywhere from 15,000 to, you know, 21,000. So it's a much bigger atmosphere. I mean, there's obviously increased pressure, and everything's a little bit more of a show. You know, you show up to the game and you're on camera and you get interviewed by, you know, someone who's pretty famous at the time, Barry Melrose with ESPN, just the mullet guy. I think you'd probably know him as the mullet guy with the Canadian accent. And everything was a little bit more of a show. And I remember leading up to the Frozen Four, the things that were pretty cool was not only, you know, kind of some of the notoriety around that, but how much the town kind of rallied around us and, you know, all kinds of events, and everyone was excited, and there was kind of a buzz around the town, much like there is, you know, with basketball too, because they're so successful. And seeing, you know, the ESPN Frozen Four banner on the side of one of the dorms that's attached to Harris Millis, it was the banner right there. So, you know, right by the cafeteria. So I remember seeing that just kind of coming up the road, and there's a lot of really special parts of that.
Yeah, I was sort of going to ask, you know, it like to the response from the Vermont community in general, just throughout your entire career, and kind of the weight that hockey has in this town?
Yeah, I mean, we are always so well supported by the community. That was one of the best parts about playing there, and one of the things that brought me there, and I hope continues to be used in recruiting, because we had such great fans and so much atmosphere. You know, it always kind of pains me looking back at my last 2 years there that we couldn't continue that, because I know we kind of let the fans down, and kind of it was a little bit of a drop off. But it's exciting to see the new coaching staff bringing a lot of energy, you know, and I think that'll only get more only increase over the next few years, and really bring those fans back, because they supported us, you know, from the moment I got there to the moment I left. We just didn't give them necessarily the team the last couple of years I was there.
Do you have a favorite off ice memory?
That's a very good question. I have some funny off ice memories.
Yeah, funny favorite.
No, I don't know that I do. I have a lot of great ones, you know, just things that all the UVM students do, like climbing, you know, climbing to the top of some of the buildings and on campus and looking over Lake Champlain. You know, Church Street is always great. I think we did it was not a favorite memory, but it's definitely one that sticks out, is after my senior year, I left, like a lot of my teammates did, and went and played, you know, some professional, and then came back for graduation. We're taking classes, you know, on the road, and one of my classes was with the you know, athletic department. I was doing an internship, and part of that internship involved me being rally, and so when I got back, I had to make sure I fulfilled that requirement, because that was part of it. And I remember going through one of the UVM, you know, sports parades. It must have been for basketball, and having little kids ripping off my arms and jumping all over me, and just, I hope they cleaned that suit since then, because that suit is gross.
Yeah, so I bet I've never been asked. 3 years I haven't been asked, hoping I don't get asked to do that. I have been a mascot in minor league baseball, but not in not the rally. That's
okay. So you get it. I decided that was not a career, an avenue I wanted to pursue for my career after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to stay silent in those too. I mean, it's not natural to not say anything back to someone.
No, it's also not natural to headbutt little kids, but there I was doing it.
So what do you think UVM did for your future, just as an individual?
Yeah, well, hockey wise obviously we have great facilities and great staff, and we have, you know, cumulatively over 4 years, we had a lot of successes, both individual and as, you know, as a group. And so I would certainly not have had, you know, if you want to call it a career, I wouldn't have had a career in hockey like I did without having been at UVM. Off the ice, I would say that's the most under, you don't really think about it as a, you know, growing up, you identify as a hockey player and a student athlete, and they sometimes, you know, they flip flop here and there. But one of the reasons that I was drawn to UVM is the business school and the engineering schools were so good. And I was able to learn from a lot of great, you know, great teachers. I had some awesome teachers, some of who I stay in touch with still. And I had a great advisor named Jennifer Fath, who's still there as well. And they helped push me, not only academically, but also to challenge myself and to get into the courses that that we felt best, fit my skill set. And I think that support allowed me to have success, post hockey and even, get into some business endeavors while I was still playing. And that's led directly to, to my success now. UVM is a great institution and actually has maybe a slightly underrated alumni association, because even down here in Charleston, South Carolina, we found some UVMers. So I do not look back without thinking about how fortunate I was to go to a really good school.
What's some advice that you would give to the current players?
Experience Burlington. don't forget to have a little fun around town and, do all the local stuff that you kind of forget about. And especially in the summers, try and spend at least one summer up in Burlington, because it's gorgeous in the summer. And, when you're walking around campus in December, January, February, wondering, when you'll ever thaw out, summer really fixes you and makes you realize that it's not just a, giant blizzard all the time. So that is what I would recommend. And obviously go to Handy's.
Yes. I've been there in a long time. It's been a long time. So what are you up to now?
So I work for an investment bank now, and we work with financial services companies, acting as, kind of the banker, the broker in between firms that are selling and firms that are buying. So typically private equity or large insurance brokerages.
All right. So any final thoughts? This is actually going to air after the playoff, but anything you want to say at UVM or?
I'll just say, what a win. How about that win?
Yeah, what a win. All right. Thanks so much, Rob. We really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, and go Cats.
All right. We'll take a break here on Catamount Insider. We'll be back after this. You are listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me.
Hey. Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rapid air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at DPT.com. That's DEEPT.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
I am joined by the UVM women's lacrosse coach, Sarah Dalton Graddick. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I want to start, you know, I know you're from Vermont and you played your high school lacrosse at Middlebury. So what is it about Vermont and the community that shaped you into who you are today?
I think growing up in a small town in Middlebury, you knew everyone. And then a big part I play out to Middlebury College and just being around athletics at that level. When I was growing up, spent a lot of time going to Panther hockey games, lacrosse games, and both those programs, men and women, were very successful. So I, from just being an athlete, got to see, for me at that point, sports put at that highest level, but then also see them winning. And that certainly, there was a translation to our high school programs being very good. A little bit, I will say, I did live in a bubble, and getting out of Vermont and going to BU opened me up to, a lot of different things that I wasn't necessarily exposed to when I was younger. And that's, that's not a good or bad thing. It's just kind of how it was. But I love the Vermont community. Just getting outside, and there's always something to do. Growing up, I wanted to go to Middlebury College. That was an absolute dream of mine. You got to know those coaches as well, and go to those kind of clinics and camps throughout the year. And so again, you just got to be around just these phenomenal women and men. And they were, they were the ones who were student teachers in our elementary school. So again, you just got exposed to that. And I don't think I would have had that experience really anywhere else. And then I came to a point where I wanted to get out and go somewhere different. But as I kept getting older and older, I had a huge pull to be back here and closer to family. And so being at UVM is just a wonderful opportunity for myself.
Yeah, so you touched on it, the fact that you played at Boston University. What's your favorite memory from that time?
Man, hard to pinpoint one. I think you always go to your teammates and the relationships that you made throughout those 4 years. But, some highlights, we beat UNC my freshman year. We beat Loyola my sophomore year. And I won 4 conference championships in my 4 years there and got then go to the NCAA tournament. And so I got accustomed to winning. And when you have that taste and you win your conference tournament, and it's not easy to do, it's really hard to win, you want more. And I think, again, yeah, and I know I've mentioned more than one, but those conference championships I hold very, very close to my heart.
So you were inducted into BU's Hall of Fame. What was it like to find out that you got that honor?
It was special, to get a call from the AD, during my 4 years that I had a really nice relationship with the administration at BU. The AD when I was there has already left. But I knew, you know, the new AD, he had worked his way up within, you know, that leadership team. And so to get that call was really special. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the full ceremony. And that's something that I think I kind of, I'll be honest, I regret. I wish I had maybe kind of, if I could have deferred a year or something. I just think that those moments, they're once in a lifetime opportunities. And when I was younger, I kind of maybe took them for granted a little bit. But, you know, nonetheless, I got to Boston eventually. And, you know, I was able to celebrate. And that program, that the coaches that I had there, the teammates that I had there, you know, that school as a whole, I'm incredibly fond of my 4 years there. And, you know, something that I, you know, probably think about and reflect on a lot, whether I know it or not, on a daily basis.
Before you started becoming an assistant coach in lacrosse, you did spend a year, or like kind of in between, you spent a year with a nonprofit called College for Every Student. What did you learn about yourself as a person in that kind of year that you spent away from lacrosse?
I think I learned how much I took for granted maybe those relationships that you're able to get with being on a team, and how easy those come. Just because you're thrown into the mix, whether you're a student athlete or a coach. And then the competition, you know, I think I learned really how competitive I was and how much I missed that. And I think, you know, as you grow as a coach, you know, that kind of changes in different ways, not the fact that you don't love to win, but I think you just kind of, you see the full student athlete experience. And I think, again, just kind of getting older and wiser just through time and experience, you're able to kind of see that whole picture. But I was lucky with that year off, and what I call mulligan, I was able to go back to Notre Dame, and I'm grateful for the head coach that was there that took me back. I don't think I'd be here if I didn't take that year off. And I think, again, you just realize kind of a little bit of what you were missing. But I think, again, it was important for my own identity too, of just stepping away from the sport and realizing, you know, I'm more than just Sarah Dalton, well, now Graddick, the lacrosse player and the coach, but there's a lot more to myself. And I think that's something that, you know, all student athletes, you work through that, you know, just being more than, you know, whatever respective sport you play.
Yeah, I think in this time during the pandemic, it's kind of reset a lot of people in that way as well, because, you know, for at least for me as a broadcaster, I couldn't do that for, you know, like 100 days. So I had to spend a lot of time kind of being introspective and realizing who I am outside of broadcasting. And I know a lot of the, at least the women's basketball players, felt the same way when they were, you know, spending that time away from basketball.
Certainly, certainly. Yeah, it's important to find that balance in whatever way you can.
So you mentioned Notre Dame. What did you take away from that time?
I drank the Kool-Aid there. You know, I mean, that is just an outstanding university. I don't think there's another, you know, necessarily maybe school or even professional team where you can wear, you know, that brand, and no matter where you are, you're going to get a Go Irish. And so I think you just see kind of the power of that. You see the, you know, what you're able to provide those student athletes. You know, obviously that campus is beautiful. There's a lot of history there, tradition there, and to be a part of that, I think, is really nice. And so I think, again, you can kind of just see, you know, being a part of a football school, something that was new for me as well. Obviously growing up in Middlebury and going to BU, and I was at William Mary for a year, but I didn't really kind of see the impact of big time football on the rest of the university. And so again, that was outstanding. That was a lot of fun. Again, Notre Dame, like BU and a lot of places, there's a special place in my heart there. I met my husband there, and Vermont was able to bring us both back home. So that was cool. And I think, again, you can just also realize, like, you can take things you learned there and bring them to, you know, wherever you are now in your everyday life.
All right, we'll take another break with UVM Women's Lacrosse Coach Sarah Dalton Graddick more after this. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%. or shop online at SeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
NFP Vermont delivers comprehensive insurance, human resources, and retirement solutions. Get the best of both worlds. Personalized service of Vermont company, backed by the resources of a national brokerage firm. We will guide you every step of the way to achieve your business goals. Visit nfpvt.com to learn more. NFP Vermont, one stop for all insurance, human resources, and retirement needs.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Natural caseins, of course, is our big seller, and then we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
So when you took on this new role as head coach with UVM about 5 years ago, what was the biggest learning curve and what lessons did you learn in that first season?
Patience. You know, I think you wanna get it all done yourself, and you gotta find a way to build those relationships, you know, with your student athlete and have patience for the learning curve, the growing pains. But I also, you know, with patience, I learned love. I mean, there's not a program and a place I love more than UVM. And I think a lot of that goes because I grew up here. And I learned loyalty, you know, to student athletes, my coaching staff. I mean, Jess Drummond has been with me since the get-go. And that is something that I truly, absolutely love. She's an incredible person. To have her by my side, I would not be who I am or where we are today without her. And so getting her here was really big. And I did not know that at the time, but I certainly know it now. And then again, you just gotta, it takes time, you know, it takes time to build and to change a culture, and there's also a really nice history here with UVM women's lacrosse, and so we have to try and incorporate and remember that through our daily actions as well. They've had great success, and then kind of putting your own name on it too.
So moving into this year, I know it's been kind of crazy with the pandemic and everything going on, but who have been the leaders on this team that you've kind of relied on?
Maddie Corkum's been a big one for us. You know, she's a fifth year returned, and she returned because she felt like she wasn't done, you know, with the relationship she has on this team and helping to change a program. And obviously the education part was a huge, I don't think it was a bonus for her, but that was a big thing. You know, that wasn't, she came back here to make sure she gets the full package and not just because of the lacrosse team. So, you know, she's great. She has that that experience, which we lean on heavily. She is one of the nicest people that I know, just so caring and, again, loyal. And she's been with Jess and I, again, through the thick of it all, too. So it's fun for her to see the changes that we've made at this program. Grace Giancola, a senior, you know, she has this just outstanding perspective on the adversity that she has faced as an individual. And at the same time, she loves to compete, and she's the kid that you want the ball on her stick when you need something done, or she will find a way to get the ball on her stick when we need something done. And so she's just, you know, really special, I think, of those two individuals. And then again, it's just, it's helping our juniors and our seniors, you know, kind of take ownership of this team through their relationships. I think our seniors do a really nice job with that. You know, when you are a senior, you see the light at the end of your tunnel. You have that urgency. You've been through many experiences on and off the field. And so you can be there for our underclassmen. And then it's just helping our juniors, again, be in that kind of upperclassmen role, which I think has a little bit of growing pains, only because their sophomore year was cut short. And so you miss half your season and you rely again on some of that experience to come with them. But they're a great class as well. And they've been wonderful with welcoming our freshmen in here and taking care of our sophomores too.
Has anyone stepped into a new role this year that's kind of pleasantly surprised you?
You know, Maris Large, she was voted a captain this year, and that's not surprising to me, but to still be voted as a junior by your peers just says a lot about her. She had an outstanding fall to really earn that recognition from her teammates, and our coaching staff could not be more supportive of that. And so I think, again, she's just, she's done a great job. She's a great player. And I think that she's someone who doesn't, you know, she wants to do well, but she doesn't take herself too seriously. And I think that's a great quality about her, to be able to kind of like laugh at yourself, but keep working hard and not allow it to kind of make you quiet. So I would give her a shout out.
So 1-1 on the year early, two games in. What were your takeaways from those first couple of games?
Hartford we were just so thankful to have the opportunity to get out and to compete. And they're a program, they've made great strides. They're newer, kind of on the block within our conference and having a women's lacrosse program. But it was just great to get outside and play against someone else. I was really happy with how we competed over those 60 minutes. You know, I think we saw some really nice things on our offensive end. But we also had to go to, you know, a different goalie in that game, Jackie Schiff. And I think that she stepped up really nicely and taking on that kind of responsibility and getting her first win. So I think, you know, getting a game, getting a win, getting on the road, we had to travel very differently than in the years past. We're going down and back in a day. You know, you can't go inside a restaurant to eat, and kind of all these just different things that are really new to us that we have to work through. But our team was ready for that game. They had a really good energy. And so I think that was a good just kind of like leap into the season. You know, BU was, again, an outstanding opponent. It was nice for us to have a quick turnaround and kind of see just how we would handle that. I thought we had a phenomenal first half, and then that second half we kind of lost some momentum. So credit to BU. But as I said to the team, like, after the game, that's going to prepare us. That game does not define us. That prepares us for conference. That's exactly how every conference game is going to feel. And now we just got to kind of come out on the other side of it. And how do we respond when we have a nice lead and the other team starts chipping away? Because our game is certainly a game of runs things can change quickly for the good or the bad. So it's just kind of, it's finishing out those 60 minutes, but I'm excited for us to get back to work, you know, tomorrow on the practice field. And then we have UNH on Saturday. You know, I think even just going back to Hartford, that was the first conference game for the Hartford team. You know, our freshmen and sophomores had not played a conference game in their career. And so that was new for them. And I think that was, again, just a good first to continue to work through.
So in your mind, what makes a successful season for this team and how do you guys accomplish that?
That's a really good question. You know, obviously we want to be able to get some games in. You know, we understand and watching some of the other programs here at UVM, especially our winter sports and just what they went through and learning to be flexible. And we had to learn to be flexible on Sunday, and we had some adversity Sunday morning and kind of working through some stuff with that COVID protocol, and you know, definitely just affected kind of who we had for the game. So I think, you know, if we're able to just kind of stay together, and then again, it's if we do have to take, you know, something happens. I mean, there's nothing wrong if we get a positive or someone gets contact trace, and then how we respond to that. You know, I think a phrase our team captains have brought to the team is trust the process. You know, there's a lot out of our control. We're asking a lot of our student athletes on a daily basis, and I can't imagine how hard it is on them. And I think about them a lot, but I think we can compete, we can continue to care about one another, and we can enjoy being together. That's a huge win. You know, we want to get back to our conference tournament, but we got to take this kind of one game and one day at a time.
All right. Well, we'll end on that, and good luck for the rest of the season. We're all obviously hoping everything goes really well and smoothly here.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having me.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero-alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
68 teams, one program. March Madness is coming. Celebrate the return of the historic NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament with the official NCAA Men's Final Four Souvenir Program, featuring profiles on all 68 teams selected for the tournament. So take it to the basket, the shopping basket, by pre-ordering the official program now at publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. That's publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. Order today.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.